A workshop in Taipei, Taiwan, is giving new life to bottle caps, food packaging, old toys, and other kinds of plastic waste. The Zero Waste Workshop, known as Trash Kitchen, gives people hands-on experience in the recycling process. People take plastic waste, then soften and shape it into a pair of sunglasses within 2 hours. Arthur Wong started the company that holds the workshop. He spoke to Reuters News Agency. He said, "What we are trying to show in the Trash Kitchen is to let you see, feel, touch within minutes how this process can actually work without secondary pollution, and you can actually turn it into something of value directly in front of you." Wong is the founder of MiniWiz. The company recycles waste material into goods that people want to buy. MiniWiz also produces tiles, bricks, hangers, and other daily necessities from plastic and organic waste. Wong said the company uses a machine it developed in 2017 called a mini trash presso. The machine processes the waste material for a new use. Cora Shea is editor-in-chief for fashion magazine Harper's Bazaar Taiwan. Shea said the project making sunglasses is a good way to bring attention to sustainable fashion. "I think environmental protection and fashion still have a long way to go. As for consumers, it is important for them to get first-hand experience, so a workshop like this is very helpful," she said. People taking part in the workshop said it made them think twice about producing trash and made them pay more attention to reusable goods. "I have 2 children. I need to think about their future," said business owner Debbie Wu. "If you throw away trash without thinking, you kick the problem down the road. So, if everyone can do their best, recycle and use less plastic, that will make a big difference," Wu said. Data from the Ministry of Environment estimates that Taiwan produced a record 11.6 million metric tons of waste in 2023. More than 6 million tons of that waste was recyclable. I'm John Russell.